I would like you now to imagine yourself sitting in front of several television sets. Perhaps there are 5, 10, or 20, or 100, as many as you choose to see. And on each of these television sets, you see yourself performing a different job. The truth is, there are many things you are capable of doing. Yet there are only a few which will lead you to ultimate satisfaction and allow you to achieve the goals you want to achieve in your life. And allow you to fulfill your destiny and do what you are meant to do. As you watch yourself perform these various jobs on these television sets, if you see yourself performing a job which doesn't measure up to your criteria for what is good for you, for what makes you feel good about yourself, turn that television set off now. And as we go through this exercise, you will notice television sets being turned off every now and then. Because as you zero in, as you focus on your perfect job, you find that the other jobs just don't measure up. Certainly you can perform them, but for whatever reason, they are not what you are meant to do. I want you now to turn off all of the television sets which show you doing something which you really don't like doing. Any of the television sets displaying you performing a job that you really don't like doing, turn those television sets off right now. Turn them off. Now, turn off any television sets which show you doing something which someone else wants you to do, which you only partially want to do. Turn those television sets off now. And occasionally, in this exercise, certain television sets will come back on, showing you doing something different. So now I invite you to turn on certain television sets which will show you doing a job which you would love to do, but you formerly thought that you couldn't. See those television sets coming on now. They can be showing you doing any job at all. The possibilities are endless. Any job. This is just happening in your mind. So feel free to imagine yourself doing any job at all. Any job that you want to do, but previously thought you couldn't do. Now I want you to turn off any television sets that show you doing a job that you do not think will lead you to the level of financial satisfaction which you desire. Turn those television sets off now. I want you to turn off any television sets which show you doing a job which you really know that you shouldn't be doing. A job that your conscience tells you not to do. Tune in now to your conscience. Your conscience is what tells you right from wrong. everyone has a conscience. Certainly, there is no such thing as absolute right and wrong. But you have an internal compass that tells you your truth. What's right and wrong for you? So now, any television sets which show you doing a job that is wrong for you, turn them off. And perhaps now you are thinking of other jobs you can do. As these ideas come to you, allow those television sets to turn back on, showing you doing that new job that you just thought of. Now, on the remaining television sets that are on, I want you to freeze everything right now. No matter how many or how few television sets are on, just freeze them and give them all labels. Give all of those jobs labels now. Take your time, label them. Simple labels. Make the labels big so that you can read them easily. Or perhaps you can hear the labels. Hear those labels if you are more of an auditory person, a person who relates more to sound. So now you can either see the labels on those various jobs or hear the labels. Either way, finish up now and label the rest of the jobs. Now, I don't know how many jobs you have in front of you, but I want you to narrow it down to no more than 10. So if you have more than 10 television sets on in front of you with frozen and labeled pictures, I want you to just tap into your gut reaction and get rid of all of them except 10. Whichever ones you want to eliminate first, eliminate them, so that you are left with only 10 jobs. If you haven't already done so, do this elimination process now. Don't think, just do it. Now, I want you to narrow the jobs in front of you down to no more than 5. 5 jobs maximum. So if the number is not already 5 or fewer, go ahead and eliminate any that are beyond 5. Just the ones that you feel you should eliminate, do it now. Don't think, just do. Good. And now you have a maximum of 5 jobs in front of you. Now the goal of this exercise is to find your perfect job. One job that is perfect for you. One of the remaining. Now again, I don't know how many you see in front of you, but of the remaining jobs, I want you to eliminate all but 2. So if you have more than 2, eliminate all but 2. Do it now. Don't even think, just do. Good. Now you have a maximum of 2 jobs. 2 television sets frozen, labeled in front of you. Now, one of them is going to appeal to you more than the other. Choose that one now, the one that appeals to you more. Just do it. Don't think, just do. And as you do it, the other one disappears, and all the other television sets go away so that you just see yourself doing that one job. The television set begins to play again. It becomes unfrozen. The picture begins to move. The television set becomes louder and brighter and begins to show you in various scenes doing that job. I want you to embrace this job now and realize that you are going to move toward this job in your life. This is the perfect job for you, and you will do everything you can to make this job happen. I want you now to see yourself in the future, at the time when you have this job. Certainly, it could be a professional job, which could take a while for you to obtain. That's fine. See yourself in the future doing that job. And as you look back now at the present, you see all the simple, easy, logical steps which had to happen for you to get that job. See how easy those steps were as you look at them from the future. See yourself in that job, perhaps wearing a uniform, wearing whatever clothes you wear for that job. Perhaps you wear your everyday clothes for that job. Whatever you wear or don't wear for that job, see yourself in that job. How does it feel to be in that job? Your perfect job feels wonderful. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? Be part of it now. This is your future. And as you move back now to the present, you realize that you will get this perfect job if you don't already have it. And you will take the steps necessary to get this perfect job and fulfill your destiny. Be very happy with yourself because you have done what so few people do. You have made a powerful decision for your future. So now go get that job. If you don't already have it, go take the steps necessary to get that job. And if you already have it, think of ways that you can improve it. Make the job more fun and exciting, more multidimensional. Think of new skills you can learn in this job. Congratulations. Everything is going to be just fine. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now, just like you felt when you were a child and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. You realize there is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. Good. And you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. You never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. Good. And now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. Good. Now realize that power as being like a ball of energy which you must direct. Motivation happens when you direct the ball of energy that you have within you on a specific target. So as I am silent now, imagine directing the ball of powerful motivational energy you have within you, directing it on a target, a goal that you have. Good. And now, as I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved. You begin to realize the true power you have and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. The feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are as you recall that you belong here, you have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here. And this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence as you now feel good about being yourself. You're glad that you're born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now as I am silent and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth. And really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success. And so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person.